And I re-registered, shipped off the board, and I went to New York City in end of February of this year, got on board a ship, big ship, Maersk, Wisconsin, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And I was headed for Singapore, but I had to do 5 ports on the East Coast of the United States. Anyways, I was off of Miami. We're headed south. And since we're headed south, we're only like 2 miles offshore because to stay out of the Gulf Stream. You don't want to be fighting the Gulf Stream, right? 3 knots of current. You don't want to be got your nose into it. The reason why I'm telling you this, I was only 2 miles offshore, so I was in cell phone range. It was Sunday morning, on the 8 to 12 watch, just around 9:30, and I got all these bozos in their high-speed powerboats cutting across my bow,
right,
you know, to impress their girlfriends. And we're a 1,200-foot ship at sea speed. And I got all these guys. I'm thinking, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I think these people are stupid.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm thinking to myself, I'm not even going to change course. I don't even care. They want me to run over them. I'm going to do that.
Right.
I'm not changing course. So that's what I'm thinking. And I'm thinking, this is not very. That's not very professional. That's not how you were raised. That's not a type of. Is that how you want name you want to leave? So,
mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about my daughter Heather, who was going to have a baby in about a month. I was going to be a grandparent for the first time,
mm-hmm.
which is a big deal. And then I was thinking about my oldest brother who was dying, he was on his deathbed. And I'm thinking, I've been doing this for almost 34 years. I've got a full pension. I've got money saved up. I don't need to be doing this anymore. So I just called my wife up and said, Valerie, I can't do this anymore. And she said, Michael, come home. That was the end of March. I got off the ship in Houston, Texas, and I officially retired on May 1st, and that's it. That's my story.
Congrats. And you're a grandfather?
Yeah. Yep.
So now you're retired.
And now I'm retired.
About a month and a half or so.
Yep. May 1st was my first day of retirement.
Wow.
After 34 years of going to sea.
Yeah, that's a great career.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I managed to get out without hurting anybody.
Right.
Without damaging the environment,
mm-hmm.
without damaging any equipment, and maintaining my integrity, my honor, and my reputation,
right,
which is a big deal.
Yeah.